KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 53 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for just a chance for some additional light rain and thunder showers today, 561. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, Shenandoah residents will pause at midday today to mark a significant moment in our nation's history. A day to remember is the theme of the city's annual Patriots Day commemoration, honoring those who died in the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. And as in previous years, the event will start with a familiar sound. That is the sound of the Shenandoah Fire Department sounding of the four fives, honoring firefighters and other first responders who lost their lives responding to emergencies that fateful day. Distinguished local residents have provided keynote addresses and past ceremonies, including one directly touched by the 9/11 attacks. In 2018, Kim Leininger of Essex was the speaker. Leininger was the aunt of Douglas Ketchum, a New York stockbroker with Cantor Fitzgerald, who was working on the 104th floor of the World Trade Center's North Tower when a hijacked plane crashed into it. Leininger relayed the story of Douglas's final moments.
When he called that morning, he said he didn't know what had happened, but his room was filled with smoke and he was under his desk, calling on his cell phone. He said the door to the fire escape was locked and no one could get out. He said he loved us, but he didn't know what might happen. That was the last we ever heard from him.
In 2019, Page County Veterans Affairs Executive Director Janet Olson recalled how victims awoke on that warm, sunny day in 2001, not knowing of their fates.
Most of us got up this morning and didn't have a whole lot of things to worry about. Me, personally, is what flavor Pop-Tart am I going to eat? So, a gorgeous, beautiful day. Well, let me tell you something. The day that this happened on 9/11, there were 2,752 people just like us. American citizens that had the same dilemma, whether they wanted blueberry or strawberry. They woke up, they took care of their families, and they went to work. And we lost them.
Shenandoah Mayor Dick Hunt is this year's keynote speaker. Shenandoah High School's Marching Mustangs will play the national anthem. The Shenandoah American Legion's Color Guard will also participate in that ceremony at Bogart Park beginning at 12:10 p.m. Well, today marks the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he and his colleagues will be taking the time to look back at that terrible day when many thousands of lives were lost.
The whole Congress observes some short periods of time of remembrance, and we will do that. And I presume next year, on the 20th year, there'll probably be something more formal.
Many communities in Iowa, as we mentioned, will be holding events to mark the date today, and Grassley says they should.
Iowans ought to reflect on the sacrifice that so many make on behalf of our country. That's all those emergency service people. Then you got the firemen and the policemen that all lost their lives that day, besides the 3,000 people that were actually killed.
Grassley recalls the confusion of that day, as it wasn't immediately clear whether the first jetliner crash was an accident. Not long after Grassley was evacuated from his office in the U.S. Capitol, as it was feared one of the hijacked planes was targeting that iconic building.
Nobody knew what was happening, and you couldn't use your cell phones. And people did have little radios, and they were listening on the radio. So you'd pick up this bit of information, that bit of information. I'll bet you we wandered around on the lawn on the east side of Capitol for a couple hours, wondering what was going on.
Had that jet not been forced down in Pennsylvania and hit the Capitol instead, Grassley said he likely would have been just as dead being on the lawn as he had been inside. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests took place last week. On September 4th, 24-year-old Jesse Scott Oles of Hamlin was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Oles was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $10,000 bond. On September 3rd, 31-year-old Justin Kyle Patton of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for possession of a controlled substance. Patton was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. And 43-year-old Jason Richard Tasto of Atlantic was arrested on September 3rd on a district court warrant for failure to appear in court. Tasto was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day, also on his own recognizance. Two out-of-state men were arrested on drug charges last night in Creston. According to Creston police, 19-year-old Brandon Montrell Thompson of Kansas City, Missouri, and 18-year-old Josiah Ahmad Reed of Sheffield, Alabama, were arrested at the Union County Jail. Both were charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense. Thompson posted bond and was released while Reed was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And 34-year-old Skyler Allen Rufenacht of Creston was arrested this morning at around 4:50 a.m. for domestic abuse assault with intent to inflict serious injury, first offense. Rufenacht was being held without bond in the Union County Jail until being seen by a magistrate. Creston police said also a man reported the passenger side mirror on his vehicle was damaged sometime between midnight and 7 a.m. Thursday. The vehicle had been parked in a lot behind a business located near a 200 block of North Elm Street. The damage was estimated at $100. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 26-year-old Jacob David Jones of Creston was arrested Wednesday night at the Adams County Jail. Jones was taken into custody on warrants for assault and assault causing serious injury. He was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail on a $5,300 bond. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has relaxed the fishing regulations at Pioneer Park Pond in Page County to allow anglers to more freely harvest fish before the pond is renovated this fall. Pioneer Park Pond has suffered from numerous summer fish kills due to its shallow depth and significant algal blooms. The quality of the sports fish community has declined due to an abundant population of common carp that is, and black bullhead. Page County Conservation Board says they'll begin to drain the pond at the end of September for the renovation project. Planned improvements include targeted dredging, construction of a forebay area to reduce sedimentation in the pond, a fishing jetty in construction, elimination of injurious fish, including common carp and black bullhead, and the fish habitat improvements. Anglers with a valid sport fishing license may harvest all sizes and unlimited quantities of any species of fish from Pioneer Park Pond. A number of fishing poles or jug fishing is allowed. Anglers must remain in sight of these lines at all times and follow all other fishing regulations and area rules. Trot lines will be allowed, but the names and address must be attached, or those lines may not be set across the entire water body. The liberalized fishing regulations for Pioneer Park Pond will be in effect through October 15th. Specific regulation changes include removal of bag and length limit restrictions on largemouth bass, removal of bag limit on channel catfish, and removal of bag limit on crappie and bluegill. Officials say dynamite, poison, electric shocking devices, and stupefying substances are not allowed, and it is illegal to sell fish or stock captured fish into public waters. The DNR will restock the pond after the renovation project is complete and the pond is refilled. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.